Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. Welcome to the lastminute.com Group Newswires conference call. I'm Selena, the conference call operator. The conference must not be recorded for publication or broadcast. At this time, it's my pleasure to hand over to Mr. Fabio Cannavale, Chairman of lastminute.com Group. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, good afternoon to everybody. We are here for the half-year results with Francesco Signoretti, our CEO, Francesco Guidotti, our CFO, Matthew, our Deputy CEO, and Nicolò, the Investor Relations. We confirm after this semester our vision and our strategic focus, trying to simplify the life of the traveler and enrich their life. We are delivering in the first half robust growth in the entire kind of products, range of products we are. We have a double-digit organic performance and strong cash generation as the cash increased from 100 to 150 million. We have a very tough and successful integration plan, and we are on track on that. We will have the first benefit next year of this plan, and the plan is even ahead of what was forecasted. In this year, we are, for this reason, we have a trade-off between profitability and growth, as at the end, the acceleration of the integration and migration from the platform of Lastminute to the BravoFly One will give, let's say, an acceleration in cost cutting, but also some slight impact on the revenue. So we have slightly revised the revenue forecast for the year from 270 million to 255. The plan after 3 years is confirmed, as we are totally on track on our result. So the vision, as I was saying before, is really to be one-stop shop for all the travelers, especially in the future of mobile travelers, trying to simplify and enrich their life with always very easy service and nice service to book. The strategy is to be to give all the kind of service, to leverage of our skill of integrator, and to have the possibility to have all the services with all also the different device, from mobile to desktop to laptop, and of course also with the iPad. And also to be always present in all the cycle of the travel experience, so from the booking to the post-booking and during the vacation. The execution of this plan will be accelerated by the integration with Lastminute, that is for us a transformational acquisition. We've been very fast in integrating this company, and at the end of this integration that will finish in the Q1 of next year, we will have one platform for all the services and one team totally working in the same direction. If you look for the future, we have in our business model, flights is a very robust business that is growing very well and will be key to gain new customer and to produce the state-of-the-art packages. Hotel is a key product, especially with our offer that we have in Lastminute of the Top Secret Hotel, but the real focus of the company is being an integrator, so putting together the best technology in flights and the hotels and the other services and create the best all-in package for our customers. I give now the word to Francesco that will explain in details the results of the first half of the year.
Thank you, Fabio, and good afternoon to everybody. So let's start from showing and talking about our top line results. As Fabio was saying, we are registering a robust growth in terms of gross travel value, revenues and bookings, mainly due to the consolidation of lastminute.com, of 4 months of lastminute.com since the first March acquisition, but also due to a double-digit organic growth. As you can see in the gross travel value, we are growing organically of 25% and overall of 85%, leading to more than 1 billion of gross travel value of the overall group. In terms of revenues, we are growing of 22% from an organic perspective and 70% on overall group perspective, up to 123 million. And then the number of bookings are up to 2.8 million, 14% on an organic basis growth and 60% overall. This growth has been led also by an improvement of the mix and the change of the mix. As you can see, the growth of both the average ticket per booking and the average revenues per booking have increased, mainly due to the more balanced mix. This is thanks, for example, to the lastminute.com acquisitions. We have right now much more balanced mix between flights and non-flight business. And also, inside the flights, a better mix with GDS, with GDS contribution. In terms of business categories, we are growing on flight of 34% up to 73 million of revenues. This on an organic basis is up to 21%. Growth of flight is still interesting, mainly due to our strong brand awareness throughout our core countries, but also driven by a strong contribution from international process. We are facing a structural decrease of the agency fees, but we are focusing on high-quality bookings in order to sustain top-line growth. On top of this, we're also working on B2B initiatives in order to increase volumes and so increasing also the overcommission coming from flight business. The travel and leisure business, we're talking about hotel, dynamic packaging, vacation packages, is the one that, of course, has increased more on an overall basis thanks to the .com contribution, and also on an organic basis is growing more than 20%. We are clearly experiencing a competitive advantage on the dynamic packages. This, we will talk later on this specific focus. This is part of the integration approach that Fabio was mentioning before. And on the other side, on the specific direct vertical hotel category business, we are somehow suffering from a tough competition. So focus on packages remain our main focus, given the higher profitability and also being somehow a better positioning versus our competitors. Also, the metasearch business is contributing a lot in terms of revenues and even more in terms of profitability, given the very lean cost structure that is structurally related to the jet cost business, to our meta search business. We are structurally growing. This is every month is more clear that this is a business model that is a successful business model, and we are more and more working on combining and converging this model of the meta search with the OTA model in order to maximize the return by really identifying the customers that are willing to buy, say, analyzing the purchasing behavior and try to monetize in the best possible way with the OTA or with the meta model. In general, the meta search business model, given the light intensity of capital and cost in general, is a perfect model to boost our international expansion outside our core countries. If you go to page 7, we can see our performance on a geographical basis. Our core countries are all growing, starting from France. I think the first semester is now our first country in terms of revenue contribution. As you can see, France is clearly benefiting as well from the lastminute.com acquisition, but is also having 37% of organic growth, and this leading to be our first country in terms of revenue contribution. The UK is also registering clearly a great growth. This is mainly driven by lastminute.com. In Italy and Spain, the performance is interesting. We are registering a double-digit growth in both countries. This is mainly driven by the strong brand awareness that we have with our local brands, and also we are registering higher conversion rates coming from a redesigned booking flow that we are rolling out throughout all our countries. Non-com countries are still growing at organic level, because this is all coming from the old Bravofly perimeter, and it's growing at more than 40%, so still being a key driver of growth, of revenues growth in our strategy. As you can see below, we have now a much more balanced product mix. We have now the revenues coming from the flight business of OTA that are less than 60%. Let's say that in 2014 we're talking about 83% coming from flight, so before the lastminute.com acquisition. So in the top OTA, we have probably the most balanced revenue mix. And this is, if you go to page 8, also reflects which is our main strategy, that if not, let's say, vertical product, only vertical product strategy, so we are not competing to be the category killer in hotels or in flights, but what we can really succeed is in combining different products, so flights and hotels, but not only, but also ancillary services, in order to provide a real comprehensive customer experience to our users. By the way, on flights, you can see the growth has been overall above 34%, with an organic growth of 21%, where we see trains being a product that is somehow we classify the flight category, and is increasing all over Europe in a very interesting growth rate. In hotels, of course, our main growth is driven by lastminute.com acquisitions, and with a specific successful offering like the Top Secret Hotel, which is now available basically in all other countries and also the Bravofly platform. But the package, so the integration of different services, is the business category that is growing more, both on an organic basis and on a total growth. These categories include dynamic packages, but also static tour operator packages that are, especially in some countries like France or Germany, still represent a major share of our package sales. The leisure, or what we call the lifestyle business, is a new brand business that has been acquired with lastminute.com. This is interesting for us, especially thinking about the opportunity of cross-selling or integration of these services into the overall offer to our customers. Also on the media side, we are growing on organic growth of 9%, and also this includes other travel-related ancillary services. It's time now to talk more in detail, and I will hand over to Matthew Cramack, the head, deputy CEO, head of integration, to talk exactly about our integration plan, especially talking about the impact of the acceleration that we have put in place in order to, let's say, reduce of 3 months, basically, the end of this process. Matthew.
Yeah, hey, thanks, Francesco. Good afternoon, everybody. Let's just take a few minutes just to look at the integration, which we're going to do on pages 9 and 10 here. And talk about integration, which we feel is broadly ahead of our expectations at this point. I think when we look at our total plan, which we've accelerated, this is all about speed at this point. And if you look at the chart here on slide 9, which have some Harvey balls to represent the sort of progress we're making here against categories and countries, the three core categories, which are integrating flights, hotels, and packages. What you'll see here is our approach has been to take our southern European countries of core markets of Italy and Spain and really integrate those super quickly and get learnings from those in the first half of the year, which we've done. We're really pleased about the progress we've made on those. We're recycling that learning then through to the countries now which we're attacking in France, Germany, Ireland, and then from in the next 4 weeks, we'll be looking at the UK. Let's drill down a little bit on that through on slide 10 and look at a bit more detail about how that looks on a sort of 12-month rolling basis. And if you look from when we close the acquisition on the 1st of March through to when we publish accounts for 2015 next March, we've had a busy 12 months. And really, if you kind of look at the flow here, there is a technical migration plan, which I referenced in the previous chart here, which literally goes on a by-country, by-category basis, and we'll be broadly done with that by the end of the fourth quarter this year. That allows us to then also to reorganize ourselves in an optimum fashion behind some of that migration, which we've been doing. Of course, last time we already announced a new management team and organization, which Francesco talked about, but also what we've been doing here is optimizing our organization. And more recently, we announced a consultation in the UK where we proposed some restructuring and some changes which would result in potential redundancies in the UK. And you'll see those here through Q4 and into Q1 of next year. That reorganization and redundancy could potentially release up to 110 people, which again, through the back end of this year, beginning of next, in line with some of that reorganization and migration. Those synergies allow us, those changes allow us to create synergies at two levels, one around the organization that we've reworked, and secondly, around some of the non-headcount, I would say, purchasing and optimizations in the way we manage the business. We've already talked about the number from headcount synergies. We made a release on that recently, and we've articulated the 18 million number on an annualized basis, which we talked about previously. The other cost reductions we are simply working through right now, and I think we'll be in a better position to talk about that when we next meet, particularly as we go on a bottoms-up basis and look at the cost of operating software, operating offices, indirect costs, and so on and so forth. But broadly, I think at this point, we feel pretty good about the plan, but a lot of work to do in this next 4 months. So why don't we then move forward to sort of, I would say, an operating cost view, which flows out of that, and pass over to Francesco Guidotti.
Hi. Good afternoon to everybody. And the next three slides, we'll try to give you some more details on numbers of the first 6 months, starting from slide number 11 and looking at the overview of the operating cost trends. I need to figure out one point that needs to be taken in mind analyzing numbers and costs, which is related to the fact that we are analyzing different periods which are not really comparable. So we are talking about 2015, which is including for 4 months last-minute results, and two different companies which start from two cost base which are completely and structurally different, the one from the other one. So looking at marketing expenses, we stood at 58.4 million in 2015, while was 30.8 the year before, representing 42.7% on total revenues, while this first 6 months was 47.4. For sure, these first 6 months, we had the effect of an higher than usual marketing expenses as a result of the strategy of relaunching the last minute as the group brand. And we are talking about an investment which started mid-July mid-June in Italy, France, and UK, which affect the first 6 months results for circa 7 million. So without the 7 million, we probably stood at 42, which is the target, 42% on total net revenues, which is the 2015 target already. Personnel cost registered a robust growth, 113.8%, once again, mostly driven by the perimeter effect coming from last-minute acquisition. We also have to point out that in mid-August we announced the reorganization activity and plan, which is actually in place, which should lead the company to cut from a cash perspective and to save circa 18 million, of which probably something like 15 at EBITDA level and 3 million at the CAPEX level. This reorganization plan should be fully in place starting from second quarter of 2016. Other costs refer to business-related services. The absolute amount, so the variation on the absolute terms is still mainly related to different perimeter taken into consideration. Going to next slide, number 12, this is a waterfall on the EBITDA impact come once again from the consolidation of Element results. We see that the perimeter effect is negative for circa 10.6 million, starting from the 7.6 million of last year, and without this negative impact of the perimeter, we would have stood at 11.4 million, which is a profitability in line with the previous year. Going to slide 13, and analyzing net financial position, we have to see that net financial position strongly improved in the first 6 months of the year. And if you look at the waterfall at these slides, we have a contribution of circa 60 million coming from the cash flow of operating activities, while investing, financing, and others contribute for only 2 million. So we have to say that this important results is partly due to the consolidation effect of last minute and partly due to the seasonality of the business, which is particularly positive in the June results. So excluding in any case the perimeter effect, we have to say that the, let's say, whole perimeter have, in any case, generated positive cash flow, growing of circa 5% compared to the year before in June and 5.5% compared to the December 2014 results. We can go now to slide 14. And
now, just to conclude this presentation, we go through the guidance and 2015 target. So we are confirming our 3 years guidance, so in terms of both volumes, revenues, and profitability. In terms of targets of 2015, as Fabio was mentioning at the beginning, we are fine-tuning revenues from 270 million to 255. Mainly driven by the decision of accelerating the integration plan and the migration that of the platform, basically of one quarter, and this will lead, as usual, when you have a discontinuity in the platform migration, to a loss, a short-term loss in conversion. For the same reason, we are adjusting our EBITDA for qualitative indication for 2015, having a stable EBITDA for the BLG perimeter and decreasing EBITDA for last minute, leading to an overall declining profitability on a combined basis, as is already registered in the first half.
Okay, we have concluded this call, and we thank you very much. We are open now for your questions.
The first question comes from Mr. Felix Remers from CS. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi everyone. I have three questions around three topics. First one would be on lastminute.com, looking into 2016. To be honest, I'm a bit afraid, you know, about the top line development next year, given that the cost reductions and the that you don't have these roughly 550 million marketing expenses. Can you share some color on why do you believe that top line will still be positive in lastminute.com? The second topic is on cash. Do you expect any? You have had great cash generation in H1, but do you see any reversal due to reverse networking capital developments in H2? And also, I was wondering how much cash do you need on the balance sheet to run the business? So how low could you go? And the third question was is on actually what led to the decline in the outlook for profitability in the underlying business for BravoFly Rumbo.
I will answer about the 2016 top line outlook. Say the decision of anticipating the migration of the lastminute.com business on the BravoFly platform in the last quarter of 2015 is clearly having a negative impact in the short term. But then, whenever this is something that we've already experienced during, for example, Rumbo acquisitions, but then it starts, a fine-tuning of the business, of the local business. In the specific case, we're talking about hotel dynamic packages in the UK market, and we are experiencing for sure a recovery of the conversion rates. So. Basically, anticipating to the last quarter 2015 this kind of negative effect of the integration platform will have a positive effect on the overall 2016 revenues profile. So this is mainly one of the reasons why I'm positive outlook for 2016 versus the second semester of 2015. Regarding cash,
it's a good point. As we were saying, seasonality and consolidation of working capital perimeter on the first 6 months had a positive impact on the net financial position. What we have to keep in mind is that in any case, on a standalone basis, the old perimeter of BRG has been capable in the first 6 months to generate additional cash, as I was saying, growing both compared to the last year results end of December and last year results end of June 2014. So what we think is, in the second part of the year, the cash position will go for sure down due to a different seasonality. In any case, the old perimeter of BRG will be capable to continue to generate additional cash compared to last year. This will absorb partially the seasonality and the cash absorption coming from the different perimeter, with including LMN. And in any case, our best estimation is that we will close 2015 numbers practically in line with the net financial position of last year. So the absorption coming from the different perimeter will be financed, will be set off by the cash generation of the old perimeter of BRG.
Going to the third question regarding the, declining profitability of BRG. As we said during the presentation, this is mainly driven by the structural decrease of the flight business margin, mainly driven by decrease of agency fees, profitability of the flight business in general. This is the reason why we've been talking a lot about, pushing and investing and developing, especially on integration of different products that have a higher profitability, like dynamic packages, or adding new ancillary services in order to at least compensate partially the declined contribution coming from the agency fee. So this is a trend that is is affecting flights, and the new balanced mix, more balanced mix that we have thanks to the lastminute.com acquisition, give us the possibility to compensate the structural decline.
Thank you very much. Maybe, if I may, two follow-up questions. One on the cash. What would you say is the minimum cash level you require to run the business? And the second one, again, regarding lastminute.com, I understand that the Secret Hotels is a big part or an important part of lastminute.com's business. Did you see any changes in the competitive landscape? I've seen that hotels.com or booking.com are also offering some similar products like top secret hotels.
Okay, I will take the cash, the minimum cash level. It's a good question. The answer is not so easy, and to be honest, I do not have a specific answer. What I can say is I will try to figure out a different answer such as this one. For sure, the fact that we are growing, as you can see at the organic level, is automatically generating cash, being a business generating net negative cash absorption. So what I think is if we will continue to, let's say, generate additional volumes in the way in which we are doing now, for sure the organic part will generate less, if you want, cash necessities. I'm not afraid on minimum cash necessities, which is not really the way in which we are looking at the business. It's probably the other way around. As I am saying, more we are able to grow in a profitable way, much is the cash we are generating for the structure of the business itself.
Yeah, and then related to your question on top secret hotel, Felix, I think we, lastminute.com, created the concept in Europe of a secret hotel back in 2003. It was our business that created that idea. And for sure, many companies have come into the space that you've named two or three in the last few years trying to replicate the success of that. It's certainly a more competitive space, but what I would say is that our top secret hotel is almost a recognizable sub-brand for customers within the lastminute.com franchise, and it remains a strong part of that. I think customers do come to lastminute.com because they know what top secret hotel stands for, and they understand the value that it represents. We've done research on it. We feel pretty confident about it, and it will continue to be a strong part of hotel going forward.
Very clear. Thank you very much.
No problem.
The next question comes from Mrs. Selina Asrarguis from Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Hi, everybody. So three questions for me today. Could you please touch on the competitive environment in key markets such as Italy, Spain, France, Germany, and UK? And could you please describe how the change in the geographic mix is impacting and will impact your revenue line and EBITDA? My second question would be on Italy. Why did you decide to discontinue Vola Gratis and advertise lastminute.com instead? And my third question is on M&A. Is there any other M&A activity planned in the future? Thank you very much.
I will start talking about the competitive landscape in different markets. So let's start from say Italy, Spain, and France. Well, in Italy, clearly, we were already a clear leader of that market, and lastminute.com has contributed to reinforce our leadership position. And by the way, I can also answer to your second question. We with a very strong local brand that is Vola Gratis. So why are we advertising lastminute.com? Because anyway, we decided to have a offline global brand that is very strong brand awareness on a European basis, that is lastminute.com, are still keeping very actively on the digital acquisition arena all local brands we have. So with Vola Gratis, we are still very present in the online digital arena. So it's a strategy that is different by acquisition channel, and we want to, let's say, leverage the scale of a global brand of lastminute.com from one side, not losing the local force and brand awareness in the digital arena. Spain is basically the same story of Italy, apart from the fact that we did not still invest in the lastminute.com brand, but with Rumbo, we are still, say, the leading OTAs as in Italy with Vola Gratis. France is really the country where we are most benefiting from the consolidation in terms of, let's say, almost most balanced contribution from the Bravofly world and the lastminute.com. So in that sense, I think that in France we are really experiencing to be more and more a key player in a market that is clearly dominated by one player, that is Odigeo, with a very strong presence in that market. But this is the market where we've historically been growing more, and the last results of this semester are confirming it. UK is the most important market by definition. So with lastminute.com, we are getting a very good position, but it's a very tough market in terms of other competitor presence, especially in the direct, the vertical hotel category, where clearly the competition from Expedia or from Booking.com is very tough. So hopefully, hope I answered for the competitive positioning. If you need some more color, please.
About the mix, how does that impact revenue and margins in general?
In terms of different profitability by country, you mean? At the end, the figures that we're seeing in this first semester are the ones that are already, let's say, taking into account the different contribution. But I wouldn't say that it would impact in a significant way.
Okay, thank you.
About M&A, we can say that we are actively looking. We are entrepreneur and consolidator in this market. We have a very strong cash position. We fortunately we didn't, let's say, consume our cash in the last minute acquisition, but we even increase, or at least at the end of the year we will be stable. So we are looking at the opportunities, and we have a full M&A team always active, the same one that achieved these three big acquisitions, Rumbo, JetCost, and Last Minute in a row in 3 years. So we have a very strong pipeline. What I can say more is that at the moment we are more focused on the last minute acquisition, so we are not looking at transformational acquisition, because we have first to consolidate the platform and the business. So we are looking more at the moment in the next, let's say, 3-6 months to smaller acquisition in, let's say, area that doesn't need technological integration. And we have a few one in very advanced negotiation. Of course, whenever we will have a next acquisition, as usual, we publish on and give this information.
Okay, thank you.
The next question comes from Mr. Daniel Inwinkelried from Neuzürcher Zeitung. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. A question in your report, you write that there you had to increase marketing costs per acquisition due competitive dynamics. So can you say something about that? What do you mean by this word? Is this the problem in Google where the AdWords prices are rising, or is it just because you had this new brand, lastminute.com, or what does that mean, this in the report?
Okay, so let's say, marketing costs as a percentage of revenues are increasing effectively. First of all, as Francesco was saying before, for let's say an additional and very important offline investment in order to relaunch the lastminute.com global brand in three of our core countries, so Italy, France, and UK. For sure, this contribution was about 7 million in the first half and 50 million on an annual basis is the major contribution. It's not the only reason causing that. For sure, the CPC, the average CPC, the average acquisition cost coming from digital channel is increasing as well. This is something that we have already commented and noticed in the last reports, saying that this is exactly the reason why we do need to diversify our marketing acquisition strategy, leveraging more on offline advertising to increase our direct traffic rather than we did in the past, where we were mainly relying on the digital, on the traditional digital channels. So for sure, there's also that part, and the reason why we decided to invest such an important offline amount, such an important amount in offline advertising. Yes.
So it's Google. The prices for, especially it's Google AdWords, prices are rising. That's one a main reason.
Let's say the acquisition cost of traffic coming from Google is increasing. Yes.
Okay.
Selectively in some countries and in some categories, but generally speaking, yes.
And so offline advertising means paper, newspaper, TV, radio, and these classical channels.
We have this first semester. We have, let's say, in this campaign, we have concentrated our effort on TV.
Mm-hmm.
But for sure, we will going forward optimize our media mix, leveraging on the channels that can guarantee the best trade-off between investment and return in terms of visibility at the end, the direct traffic that we could do to our site. But let's say this effort of 2015 is mainly TV.
We'll take the next question, who is from Mr. Nicolò Pessina from Mediobanca. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. I have three questions. First of all, if you could quantify the market share gains you mentioned in your press release in the core markets. Second, I see €1.5 million reported in the financial statements for restructuring costs in the first half of the year. So I would like to know if we could expect a similar number in the second half of 2015. And the last question is a follow-up on the net cash position. If I understand correctly, you said before that you would expect a net cash position at the end of the year pretty much in line with the one of at the end of 2014. There was approximately €19 million, but we see a net cash position of €152 million at the 30th of June. So I didn't really understand what you would expect to happen in the second half of the year to decrease the cash position that we have seen at the end of the first half.
Okay, I will start from the market share gains. As you know, in this industry, there are not real official market data. There are also always partial data or proxy that can somehow be considered as market share analysis. In this specific case, we are referring to the average growth of the industry that is considered one single digit in most of the countries, and we are experiencing a double digit growth in all the countries, also only on an organic basis. So it's clearly there is not really a exact, we cannot quantify exactly which is the market share gain, but it is clearly an overall growth that is above the market average. Regarding structuring costs,
I think I can add something on the two other questions, starting from the last one, because the second one is partially the answer to the last one. Let's say that you are right. We are starting from 90 million of last year, and we are now at 152. But you have to keep in mind that we have also 163 million of working capital. So for sure, the seasonality of the first 6 months is completely different from the one of the last of the second part of the year, and there's, let's say, a net positive effect coming from the evolution of working capital and related to the inclusion of LMN in the perimeter is not having the same effect of the first 6 months in the second part of the year. Partially, I was saying that the answer to the net financial position evolution is also related to the second question you raised, is because, as you probably are imagining, we will continue to have restructuring costs in the second part of the year, and as per our forecast and estimation, this cost will increase, and some effects in terms of cash will already be accounted in the second part of 2015. So the 1.5 million you are saying will increase in the second part of the year, because in our mind the, let's say, redundancy plan or the restructuring plan we are putting in place will have the effects in the second part of the year.
All right, many thanks.
If there is no other question, I think we can conclude this call, and good afternoon to everybody.
Good afternoon.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, the conference is now over. Thank you for choosing Chorus Call, and thank you for participating in the conference. You may now disconnect your lines. Goodbye.